Welcome to Redeeming the Chaos with Laurie Christine. Hey mama, does your life feel a bit chaotic right now? Do you feel overwhelmed by the weight of responsibility to raise those little boys God has given you? Do you want to raise strong, courageous young men who are fully committed to following Jesus? In all the chaos of raising boys, we recognize that Christ is the only one who can redeem the chaos in our world, our homes, and even our own hearts. I know that I can't do this alone. I desperately need God to give me strength every step of this journey. But guess what? I also need you. We boy moms gotta stick together, right? I would love for you to join me on this wild, wonderful, chaotic adventure of raising courageous boys and connecting their hearts to Christ. The theme verse for this podcast is Joshua 1:9, which says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." I am a mom of four boys, currently ages 4, 6, 8, and 10 as of January 2021, and I feel a heavy burden and desire to raise my boys to obey God's word and to fall in love with Jesus. As I have talked with so many other boy moms, one of the underlying themes that seems to be universal in raising a household of boys is chaos. And as you add more boys to your family, the chaos seems to grow exponentially, especially in those little years. The general feeling that seems to be common to so many moms of boys is a feeling of overwhelm and inadequacy. You're asking questions like, how am I going to teach them anything about God when they won't sit still for 1 second? God, are you sure you want me to do this job? How can I raise strong, courageous young men in our society when the world seems to be pushing so hard against me? Now, I don't want to deceive you into thinking that I have all the answers to these questions. I am on this journey with you. As I said before, my boys are 4, 6, 8, and 10, and I am right in the thick of trying to raise godly sons, and most days I am terrified by the weight of this responsibility. Can you relate? Do you feel unworthy, ill-equipped, or inadequate to raise godly men in our world today? Are you overwhelmed by the chaos of the everyday life of raising boys? Do you want to raise strong, courageous young men who are fully committed to following Jesus? I would love to invite you to join me in this wild, wonderful, chaotic journey of discipling our boys and connecting them to Christ. I have chosen the title Redeeming the Chaos for several reasons. As I said, much of life as a boy mom seems like chaos. Our boys are so full of energy and noise and adventure and action that our mama's hearts often just want to escape at times. I also chose the word redeeming the chaos because I don't know that our goal is necessarily to eliminate the chaos. God created our boys in His image to be wild and dangerous. He created them with an instinct to fight and protect whatever is good in our world. And so what we moms may often perceive as chaos may be the very qualities in our sons that God wants to use for His glory in their lives. Not only do we desire to redeem the chaos in our homes so that God would be glorified, we also recognize the fact that redeeming the chaos is exactly the reason that God sent Jesus into the world. Without Christ, our lives are a disaster. No peace, no joy, and no hope for the future. But God sent Jesus into the chaos of our world in order to redeem His creation. The definition of the word redeem is to buy back or reclaim or to set free from evil. And this is what God does for us. He sets us free from the sin that entangles our hearts, and He reclaims our lives for Himself. Ultimately, there is no redemption outside of Christ. So as we boy moms seek to redeem the chaos in our homes and connect our boys to Christ, we are dependent on the grace of God to work in the hearts of our boys and draw them to Himself. As we go forward, I will be discussing a variety of topics that will help us boy moms navigate through the chaos of raising strong, courageous boys. There will be four main themes that we will cover and then a bunch of subtopics under those themes. So the four main themes that I'd like to talk about is number one, Christ can redeem the chaos in our homes. And under that topic, we'll discuss things like family routines, organization, consequences and rewards, chore charts, family life, things like that. The second theme is that Christ can redeem the chaos in our world. And under that topic, we'll talk about how culture is affecting our boys, things like media and technology. We'll talk about relationship issues, relations with friends or peers or family members. And then we can also talk about service and missions and outreach and how our boys can find a sense of identity in getting involved in things like that. The third main theme is that Christ can redeem the chaos in our sons' hearts. We'll talk about their need for Jesus. We'll look into some Bible studies that will help us to understand our sons and our relationships with them. We will talk about discipleship. I will be able to share devotional resources with you. And then we'll also talk about some of those like emotional and developmental challenges for boys as well. And then the last theme is that Christ can redeem the chaos in our own hearts, as boy moms. And that would include encouragement. The last theme would be then, that Christ can redeem the chaos in our own hearts, as moms of boys. And I want to provide some encouragement for you, just ways to connect with other moms. We are actually going to be having a Facebook group that will be able to connect with each other, and I'm really excited about that. I want to talk about ministering out of the overflow, that if you're not filling yourself with God's word and making sure that you're in a healthy place, it's going to be really difficult to overflow into the lives of your kids. So those are just some of the themes and topics that I'm super excited to be talking about with you guys. And the format of each of these episodes may look a little bit different. I will sometimes invite a guest expert to share with us, or I might review a book that's relevant to a certain topic on raising boys, or we might dive into a Bible study to see what we can learn from mothers and sons in the Bible. And as always, I will try to keep the episodes to around 15 minutes so that you can listen while you're waiting in the pickup line or cooking dinner or things like that. I know that, you know, you don't want to sit and listen to me talk for 45 minutes. So I'm going to keep it to about 15 minutes. Sometimes the interviews go to about 20 minutes. If you know of any boy moms that you think would benefit from this podcast, would you please help me spread the word? Just share a link to this webpage with a friend. God knows that we can use as much encouragement as we can get. And I also want to tell you about an exciting new resource that I have for all of you. I have created a Facebook group for this podcast, and the group is called Raising Courageous Boys. This will be a safe place for boy moms to connect and share stories and ask questions and receive encouragement from other moms who are also on this wild, wonderful journey of raising godly young men. Let's do this together. You can find a link to the Facebook group right here on this page. Just scroll down and click on Join the Group. You can also look it up in your Facebook app. Just search for Raising Courageous Boys. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I know that it was not a mistake that you have made me the mom of these four precious, wild, crazy boys. Please give me the strength and grace to navigate what feels many days like chaos. Help me to trust that you are working every day to redeem the chaos in their hearts. You alone can make beauty out of ugliness. You alone can bring order out of disaster. Please give me wisdom in knowing how to raise these boys. When I feel overwhelmed or inadequate, remind me that you are my refuge and strength, and you promise to help me. Thank you that I can be strong and courageous because you are with me. Amen.